Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, which also sponsors PBS's CEO Exchange, online at shrm.org.
The cut felt around the world.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. 24 hours ago, global stock markets were in peril. Fear of recession in the U.S. created a sea of red from Hong Kong to Frankfurt. Well, the Fed came to the rescue with an emergency cut in interest rates, and things are much better this morning. Japan's Nikkei was up 2% overnight. The market in Hong Kong shot up 11%. In Europe, the major markets are down a bit. We have some doubt about the European Central Bank following the Fed's move to cut interest rates. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow finished down 128 to 11,971. The S&P lost nearly 15. The Nasdaq gave back nearly 48. But things were so much worse early in the session. After the market closed, Apple reported less than stellar earnings. The stock right now is down 10% in Germany. The World Economic Forum is underway in Davos, Switzerland. Top business leaders are calling for more action to head off a serious economic downturn, as Stephen Beard reports.
Last year, they celebrated the glories of global capitalism. This year, the mood is more muted. Among the 2,500 business people, politicians, and officials in Davos, the talk is mostly about market turmoil. Some called for stronger political leadership, among them hedge fund boss George Soros. He surprised many when he told the BBC that what had caused the current crisis was a lack of regulation by the authorities.
They ought to have known better because they have in the past come to the rescue. So they ought to know that the markets don't necessarily ride themselves.
Some of the Davos attendees praised the Fed for slashing interest rates yesterday. Others called it a panic measure. Most eloquent, perhaps, was the absence of key policymakers. Both the U.S. finance chief Henry Paulson and his U.K. counterpart Alistair Darling pulled out of the event at short notice. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
More than 250 mayors from around the country meet in Washington today for their annual conference. The housing crisis will get a lot of attention. It's depressed property values and eroded real estate taxes. The mayors will also look at ways to cash in on the coming green revolution. From our sustainability desk, Marketplace's Dan Gretsch has more.
The U.S. Conference of Mayors has been a leader in fighting global climate change. While the U.S. government has rejected the Kyoto Protocol, 750 mayors have pledged to meet Kyoto's targets for greenhouse gas reduction in their own cities. Tom Cochran is executive director of the U.S. Conference of Mayors.
In addition to saving the planet and making it a healthier place to live, the economic impact is going to be very much like Silicon Valley was in the 90s. I think there's a high growth area here for green jobs and green careers and green businesses.
$10 billion in block grants will be available over the next 5 years for climate change initiatives. Cochran says housing foreclosures have forced cities to deal with a different sort of green issue. Across the country, abandoned homes are overgrown with weeds, blighting neighborhoods.
I said, what can we do to help? And one man jokingly said, we need some lawnmowers.
I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Starbucks is trying an experiment. The Wall Street Journal reports some shops in Seattle will begin selling coffee for a buck. It's an 8-ounce cup. They're calling it a short. The dollar price tag undercuts McDonald's and Dunkin' Donuts, and Starbucks will give you free refills. Right now, the deal's only being offered in Seattle.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reuters, the world's daily news and information source. Before it's news, it's Reuters. And by Grant Thornton, dedicated to serving their clients worldwide with a passion for the business of accounting. On the web at grantthornton.com.
Here in the States, you can find a sale somewhere 7 days a week, 365 days a year. But in France, sales are only allowed twice a year. Now the French government is considering allowing them year-round. As Anita Elash reports from Paris, consumers would get a break.
On the first weekend of the annual January sales, the Rue du Commerce in Paris's 15th arrondissement is crowded with shoppers laden down with purchases. Sophie Guyat has bought shoes, a dress, and several T-shirts and pullovers, all at half price. She's been planning this day since Christmas.
During my holidays, Christmas holidays, I went shopping and I try different things, different dress, different coat, different shoes. So when the sales begins, I know what I want.
Les soldes, as they're called, are an event worth planning for because they're allowed just twice a year. It's the only time retailers can drop prices below cost. That means deep discounts for shoppers and a bonanza for shopkeepers. Some stores do a third of their year's business during Les Soldes, but economists say there's a big downside to the French system. It keeps prices artificially high the rest of the year. Peter Jarrett is with the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development.
It clearly means that that retailers are able to get away with maintaining their margins at a higher level than they would otherwise.
Retailers claim they could be ruined if the government allows sales all year long. Not because their margins would drop, but because sales would no longer be a major event. Jacques Perria is the head of a trade association that represents the large department stores in France.
La réalité, c'est que les objets que nous vendons...
The reality is people buy things during the sales that they probably don't need, and without the huge marketing effort that goes into the sales, they probably won't buy them.
The French government will decide next month whether to do away with Les Soldes just after the January sales have ended. In Paris, I'm Anita Elash for Marketplace.
The Grammy Awards are February 10th. This year, it's their 50th anniversary. Yesterday, the TV Writers Union decided not to picket the show. Now, that's raising hope that actors and musicians will attend to present awards. This morning in Hollywood, the talk is about striking writers dropping two key demands in their contract talks with the studios. The LA Times calls it a possible thaw in the three-month-old strike. In Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.